No man is an island entire of itself. Every man is a piece of the continent, a part of the main. These lines from John Donne, the late 16th, early 17th century English poet, have seemed particularly appropriate to me at this time, when we're all required to do our bit by staying at home and isolating ourselves in the interests of our communities, both local and global. Now, it's Friday the 27th March, the final day of term, and normally we'd be gathering to celebrate the term's achievements. Now, clearly that's not possible today, but I hope you can each individually reflect on the progress that you have made over the past few months, both from an academic perspective and with regard to the other half. I hope too that you have great memories of the past few months that you can think about as we come to the end of the term. I'd really like to thank you for your fantastic response to the online learning that we've put in place this week. The statistics from Zoom alone are staggering. Even halfway through the week, we'd held more than 4,000 meetings with a total of 29,000 participants, which meant that there were 467,000 minutes of participation. That's not far off a year, just in 1 week. And it's been great that you haven't been held back by the problems with Firefly, but have really embraced this new way of working. Now, I'm really conscious that it still is a very uncertain time for those of you in the fifth form and the upper sixth. And at uncertain times, rumours tend to fly around, and I've heard all sorts of things about what we're planning for next term. We will be communicating to you and your parents soon, so I'd really hope you can just wait for that communication before you share or respond to any further rumours. I really appreciate how difficult the situation is that you find yourselves in, but please be patient, and detail will follow soon. In the meantime, I really counsel you to have a good weekend off. Just have a break from your studies and wait for the information that will come from the school. Indeed, I think you all deserve a good break after this last term, which has clearly been very challenging in many aspects. I would urge you, though, to keep some sort of routine going. Obviously, that routine is going to be different from term time, but you'll find if you put together a plan for the day ahead or for the week ahead, that you'll be able to make a much more positive use of your time ahead. And otherwise, time can just tend to just disappear and escape from you. So make the most of these weeks which are coming up. Now, it's been great to see you posting stuff online this week, and I particularly enjoyed the hockey obstacle courses that you were undertaking, both in your parents' living rooms and in the gardens, in parks and so on. So well done. Keep going with that. And you'll find over the holiday there is lots to keep you going online. There are certain challenges for the lower school. I think different houses are posting challenges for you. There's plenty of reading material available from Dr. Gardner. The MFL department encouraging you to take advantage of access to Duolingo. And of course, there are fitness challenges like Ms. Donnelly's daily workouts. So have a look at those and they'll keep you busy over the holiday. Some of you might be finding it pretty tough being at home so much and perhaps not having the company of friends and people around you in school. So just to remind you that our counsellors are available. They are going to be available next week, as usual. And you can also contact your tutor or your housemaster over the holiday if you find the going tough. I think it's a real mark of character how you respond in a crisis, and I've been really impressed by how you have collectively rallied around and supported one another. I think that's a real sign of the strength of our community, and it confirms to me that we won't just emerge from this challenge, but we'll emerge stronger and more unified. So finally from me, I urge you to take care, to stay safe, to look after one another, and to look after your families. I'll look forward to catching up with you soon and wish you a very happy Easter.